American Roll-On Roll-Off Carrier Group said Thursday it had received the contract, which covers household moves for the Defense Department. ARC will now act as a single move manager. That means it will subcontract with smaller moving companies around the country and world in order to get families' belongings from place to place. Before, the military contracted every move directly, some $450,000 per year. Kelly Ruska of the National Military Family Association says she was taken aback by the speed and scale of the decision. It came barely a month after a GAO report found issues of accountability with the contract.
The ink isn't even dry on the GAO report yet, and they're awarding this contract. I don't understand what the rush is.
Military families have long complained about the poor quality of their moves. In 2018, a military spouse circulated a Change.org petition pushing Congress to hold moving companies more accountable. It went viral, gathering more than 100,000 signatures in just a few weeks. That's part of the reason the military began to rethink its approach to moving service members' household possessions. But Ruska says she's still not sure if the military has developed performance metrics for the new contract.
I don't understand how you can say, well, we're going to do these first few years, and then we're going to see how the contract does. Well, if you don't have metrics in place to judge that at the beginning, I mean, what are you just going to do, make it up as you go along?
She also worries that a single move manager won't be able to fix longstanding capacity issues.
Everybody was complaining, even the big companies, that there weren't enough, actual movers on the ground. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to improve as we're moving through this time of COVID.
The new moving contract takes effect this month. The Defense Department and ARC could not immediately be reached for comment. This is Carson Frame reporting.